Yud Aleph Elul, Wednesday, the 22nd of August. Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Halacha or Superstition, Episode 3.
Good morning, everyone. I was requested yesterday to discuss, I thought we'd finish the topic, but they wanted me to discuss one more thing of the Tavar of the Chassid, and that's about shaving and cutting fingernails on Rosh Chodesh. Again, to recap, the summary is until now is there's zicha and inyan to keep all the Riddah Chassids, but a lot of poskim will let you not do so, unless it's brought la halacha, things that are brought in the Mechaba and the Ramah and Shabura, that there's a much stronger inyan to keep. Okay. Savar Memches, the 48th Savar Riddah Chassid is, Lo yigalech adam harosh, v'lo hazokein v'rosh chodesh. You shouldn't cut your hair or your beard on Rosh Chodesh. V'chein lo yitzel tepalma v'rchis. Similarly, you should not cut your fingernails on Rosh Chodesh. Now this is brought the halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos, funnily enough, the Chabad writes, mitzvah lirchoitz kol gufoy. It's a mitzvah to wash your whole body. V'miyesha lirchoitz ponagel raglav. If you can't, just do your hands and your face on Erev Shabbos. Or mitzvah lochuf harosh, and you should comb your hair, ugalech atapanayim Erev Shabbos. And also you should cut your fingernails on Erev Shabbos. Now over there's a Mishnah Berurah. Burus brings a few interesting things. I'll mention all of them because it's some interesting. He says, "Yesh shekosfu shaloi lokit zaporne hayadayim v'raglayim b'yom echot." It's brought down that one shouldn't cut his fingernail and his toenail the same day. Therefore, he says, "Hanochin sheyokritz min haraglayim b'yom chamishi min hayadayim b'yom shishi." Therefore, you should cut your toenails on Thursday and your fingernails on Friday. Is a gemara. This is a very important gemara to know. Hasayrif tiparnayim chosid, someone who burns his fingernails is a chosid. Koivon, who buries them is a tzaddik. Zorkon, if he throws his fingernails on the floor, he's considered a rosha. Shema tavar alein isham uberes, perhaps a pregnant lady will walk on them, v'tapil, and she'll chosid shalom miscarry. V'lachain, bebeis hamedrash, in a shul, the loy shchich and noshi, your ladies do not frequent, oy beis hamerchats, also rak anoshim, or a male or mikveh, or beis hamerchats. One can throw the fingernails on the floor because there's no ladies, there's no problem. He says one more thing, also interesting. He says that the Gemara brings down that it only damages if it's on the place where it originally fell. But if it fell and then it moved along the floor, it'd be okay. So often, if someone's cutting nails and one nail goes around, if you sweep around with a broom and you know that you must have inevitably pushed it around, you've got rid of the problem of that. There is a minig, as Chaznish was knowing, as others know, as I've seen people do it, that they collect all their nails the whole year round in a box, and they, in Erev Pesach, in the fire, they throw it in the fire to be Mekayim, Sorfon, to be a chassid. Okay, but that's not really what we came to discuss. Then, Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, in the next two chassid, on Zayin, why are you supposed to cut your hair? He says, you shouldn't come to Shabbos when you're menuvel, when you're not clean, not nice. Yesh mekoymosh she'ein megalchin ve'ein noten tziparnayim b'rosh chodesh. Brings Mr. Brewer this through the chassid, and all those who don't do so on Rosh Chodesh, afilu chal b'yoyim erev Shabbos Chodesh, ki kein tziva rabbeinu Yehuda ha-chassid. So they bring the Mr. Brewer halacha, and okay, so we have now a source in halacha that is supposed to be machmir, not to do so. Now you'll now try and discuss what the reasons are. So the Yadafan is a reason, an interesting reason. He says that the meaning of the goyim was that when it became when the moon, the end of the moon, when the i.e. an hour was chodesh, they used to cut the fingernails and cut the hair, and therefore it's midarkei ha'mori to do so the same, and that's why Rav Chosid said he shouldn't do it because it's too similar to a goyish practice, and therefore we try to abstain from doing goyish practices, and that's why we don't do it. Reason number one. Now, lots of achronim, as they always do, say we don't know the reason. It's hapisoid, and therefore we can't understand it. Reason number two, and reason number three is an interesting reason. The domestic Eliezer says that the halacha is on chol hamoid you don't cut your nails and cut your fingernails, and the reason is it's a Mishnah and Moed Cotton. The reason is because you're not supposed to wait till chol hamoid to do all the dirty jobs that you haven't had time to get till now. When am I bored? On chol hamoid I'm bored. I can't do any other stuff anyway. And they want to say, maybe Huadin Rosh Chodesh is a holier day than the rest of the year. You shouldn't wait for Rosh Chodesh to do all your dirty jobs, and therefore also Rosh Chodesh, the same reason applies, and you shouldn't therefore cut your nails. And
doesn't really work with Erev Shabbos. Meaning of cutting an Erev Shabbos.
Great. What do you do in this too? I know. So that's what we'll get there in a second. Now, Some people are making in the 2 days of Chodesh that on the first day of Chodesh you can cut, but most Poskim don't like this reason, don't like this, and say, no, he Rechos asked us on both days of Rosh Chodesh. Now, some person want to say, no, that Rosh Chodesh didn't say his din on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah, and therefore you're doing it in Shem mitzvah, and therefore, like we saw lots of things with Rosh Chodesh, if it's a mitzvah, it's mutter. Ma'aseh Mishabura does say to be machmir, not like that. Now, for cutting off for tefillah, if a fingernail is a chatzitza, so if you want to cut the fingernail for tefillah, it's also a mitzvah gomor, and every person is masking that you're allowed to cut your fingernail Rosh Chodesh for a tefillah's mitzvah. A boy who becomes upsharon on Rosh Chodesh, and the minig is for many people that on the birthday they cut their hair. Some poskim are want to be mekel like this will be after Rosh Chodesh. Others disagree. If it's negeir, you should ask a local Orthodox rabbi. The Ish Lavoron brings down that let's say someone has very long fingernails and he started cutting them and then he chopped. Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Well, then if he started shaving and the other day, and then it's Rosh Chodesh. So then he said that the mekel b'lachos it wouldn't require you to walk around looking nuts, and therefore you could continue cutting your fingernails and your hair. Now there is one. Some of the interesting lashon of the Savar is loy galeich adam harosh veloy hazokin zokt many achronim. Here we see that you're allowed to cut your beard. All the specific kabbalas you say you shouldn't cut it. We have a rishon saying clearly that you shouldn't cut your beard one day a month, but the rest of the month, gazentahai, go and cut your beard. Okay. Ad kam savar b'lachos. Now I'm going to move on to a bit of inyoni sa kona. Some things.
Why didn't you put a chosse to tell you?
To cut your beard.
If it's
no, everything will be.
Before the
chosse. First, you for sure after the chosse. Yeah, 900 years ago. Shulchan Aruch is about 500-600 years ago.
Sorry, you.
Okay.
Yeah, we
said loy galeh. He said loy galeh. As a mishabur for yesh nayim.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we said not everyone's machmir, but the ma'aseh mishabur brings it down. Mishabur was really the posuk achron, and he's the man. Okay, now I'm talk about a few things that I brought down the Gemara that also mishum sakon. The biggest story that Alamon and Shas we find is chamirta sakanta me'esura. We are more machmir in inyoni sakona than we are machmir in inyoni of esurim. A few examples. In Isurim, the halacha of bittul b'shishim. There's a din that if you have a piece of chazal and it falls into your cholent, if you have 60 times the chazal and can't find the chazal in the chol, you can eat the cholent because in the height. Yeah, the Sokha says it's an Indian to eat it even because obviously there was some reason that this fell in and Hashem wanted that this piece of chazal should be eaten by a yid and Hashem organized it that it fell out, that it came into your cholent. Okay. By Sakona, there's a machlokes achron in the Tazik of design that brings down 2 days whether you say brittle b'shishim by inyone Sakona. So we see it already a musud that Sakona is more chomo than isurim, and we're more machme in dangerous things than things that are merely os. There's an issa to mevatel an issa lechatchila, i.e., you can't, if you have a, Mr. Reich has a huge talent, he can't go and put in a huge piece of steak from a trefa animal and say, it's bottle now, that's more than 60 times that. It's also to be vassal, chilam, chilam, shainim, it's also the rice that is drabam. Now, the Prima Godin is musupik whether you're allowed to be vassal issa lechat chilam. It's something which is also mishum sakana. We'll see later various examples of things that are also sakana. And he is musupik why that is. Now, misvara is a bit fair. We just put down, we just said that in yoni sakana are more chomo than yoni isurim. So why is it that in Yonei Yisurim you are zicha not allowed to be mevatlit lechatchila, and in Yonei Sakona dangerous things perhaps one is allowed to? And that the reason I think I saw it brought down afterwards that when you have issa, when you have a piece of chaza in your chant, the maisa you're eating from the mishasa. Now what the Torah says you're allowed to eat it because it's bottled and it's not there anymore, but you consumed issa, but you consumed it in a way which was mutter because Hashem lets you eat this issa now. Frankly, if you have something which is sakana, if it's bottled and therefore it's lost its potency, it's no longer a sakana. Because it's only a sakana in 1 in 50, 1 in 40. Once you have 1 in 100, it's lost its potency. So, Kumsois, you no longer have something of issa inside this chant. Let's say if an onion overnight went in the chant, whatever the things that are asa to use sakana. Because an issa is always asa, now well, sometimes you're allowed to eat it. Sakana, I like to propose, is only only sakana calls man as a sakana. If it's not sakana, it's not sakana, it's mutter, like everything else.
Yeah, but the potency of the sakuna is not
nothing to do with the sin as tam. Oh, so okay, it's not dafka, other things aren't dafka sin as tam. The Rosh Rambam is that it's bottle me'otza miyutai. It's no longer nechshav here. I'll say min b'mino also is not in those times here, but okay. Now, I want to first discuss gilui, water that you leave overnight. So the Mishnah in Truma says that a few things are also if you leave them overnight. They are water, wine, and milk, and the Brice also brings honey. These four liquids you're not allowed to leave overnight. If you leave overnight, not overnight. If you leave it uncovered, not overnight. If you leave it uncovered. Now, why is that also? Because the moral says, because a snake could come along and inject the poison into it, and if you consume this thing which has poison in it, you can end up dying. So much so that the Mishnah Truma says that if you have Truma, wine of Truma, which was left open and no one was there watching it, you're supposed to pour it out. Says about Nura, you have to be very careful not to be mustard Truma, you're not allowed to mess around with Truma. He says, it's not mustard Truma, this is a dangerous thing to eat. He says, it's no longer edible, and therefore the only thing to do with it is to pour it out. Now, how long is it called gilui? Yeah, is it only gilui for after the whole night, or even a few minutes? Says the Gemara, the time that's considered gilui is the time it takes a snake to come out from under the handle, go take a little sip, and go back. It's a very, very, very short time. However, before you start panicking that all your coffee is here, you have to pour out, if you have an awake person sitting next to it, the snake is very scared of awake people, and he knows if you get spotted, they'll crush it. Therefore, when awake people are there, they're called the shoima, the drink, and therefore, there's no kashash. Moshe Inkin, a sleeping person, is not called a shoima, and there's a problem if you fell asleep over your coffee, which shouldn't happen because the coffee is supposed to keep you awake, then it should be going to be okay. It's a sheer mu'at b'yos. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very, very machmer in this. Have you ever seen a picture of his house? When he has a cup on the table of water, of tea, it always has a cover on the cup. Now, we'll see that's not so posh at this, because 24/7, he never has a drink like that in front of him.
Know what you're saying?
That what?
I'm not leaving it open.
No, by day, no, it's always a problem if you leave it, if you go out the room. If you're standing there, it's okay. Well. Yeah, always.
Local snakes
if they work. So that. So the Mechaber says, the Mechaber... Oh, so I'm not sure, someone asked me that, actually. I'm not sure what the shear would be. I'm not sure. But wait, if it's steaming, we'll see you later, if it's steaming, that the snake is scared of the steam, and therefore it won't attack a steaming cup of coffee. So only a lukewarm coffee would. Now, let's slow down. The Mechaber says, nowadays there's no snakes amongst us, and therefore all of the above is mutter. Therefore, many people say, yeah, the Mechaber says mutter, it's mutter. However, the Pichetshuva there on the spot brings from the Vilna Goyim and the Shlo that they were moyudik machmer in these things, and they were scared that it's still a problem, and therefore they used to be very, very careful. That's where the Chaim comes from, I think, from the Goyim.
They were scared because the snake, or scared because of other things?
Some people say it's got a din of Chazal made the Gezerah, it becomes also forever, even if the Tam falls away. Okay. So also that, again, now I'm carrying on the Shia, assuming that we're being noyed that it's also. If it's Mutter, the Shia stops now, I'm going to move to the next topic. Now we're assuming it's also. Outside this osa, the Gemara says, you can't even pour it out into the street, because someone's going to maybe eat it, a person, a cat, something, and it'll damage them. You're not allowed to even pour out this water into the street.
What are you meant to do?
Pour it in the toilet, maybe. Or maybe in the sink. Others say that also you shouldn't use it from tlizidayim. You shouldn't use tlizidayim water that is dangerous to drink, and therefore some people want to be machmir to put a lid on them to the dime cup. However, most poskim are not machmer this, and for the tilas of dime, they're happy to be. Now, how osed is? Is it osed the rabbonon? Is it osed the raisa? What's going on here? The Rambam says, another ripseach, perik yudalav loch hey, harbet dvorim osru chachomim mishum sakona. And then one of the things he enumerates is this. And also, the Roshan Chab also is that only rabbonon. After minchas chinuch, I don't understand. How can you say it's rabbonon? Vishmatim oizam shesheichem. You have to guard your life stringently, and that's it's a daraisa. And if this has a chashash sakana, it should be an isa deres. A bigger problem is that the sma on the mechaber, when the mechaber says osu chachomim, he brings the pasuk of being shmat and shlichim. So everyone asks, I don't understand. The mechaber says it's rabbonon. How can the sma bring a pasuk that's deres? And the answer for this is lechayra that beetsam sakana is osu midereis. Yeah, you can't lie across the middle of the M1. That's going to be osu midereis to do. However, this is considered a rochuk chashash. It's not a frequent thing that should happen. Therefore, midini deraisa, you could rely that probably the snake's not going to come and put its poison into my drink. On that, Chazal said, no, midrabbonon, we want you to be chayish and be stringent that maybe something happens and therefore it's osur. It's only osur midrabanan, even though normally sakana is deraisa. Now, it is negei lemaisa. Even the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, who says that not negei nowadays, writes in Hilchas Kiddush, in Reish Ayin Beis, Ein kach al yayin shereich ra, you shouldn't make kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. Veloy al yayin megula, and not on wine that was left open. Afilu ha'idna the loy kapdin megila. Even nowadays they're not megila. On this you should be machna. Azoy brings the mechab. Azoy brings the mechab. Okay. Mishabur says the zman mut, it's allowed. So a very short time. The person who handle how much it is. The maral says for 20 minutes already should be. The maril says for 20 minutes should be machna already. In the Dirish Mishabura, they bring Mishmakaraya, that you can make a little bit more. They say that on Leil Seder, we sit by the Haggadah with a cup of wine. Yeah. And we go through the whole thing, saying all the Divrei Torah about all the Arba Bonim. So I don't understand the Raya. This is the Dirish Raya, Mishmakaraya, the Raya. I've got two kashas. Firstly, people sitting there, hopefully awake people sitting there, you never know. So that should be a reason that they're showing it. And number two, we'll see later, that on Leil Shemurim, on Seder night, we're more makel. We'll see that even though eggs you can't eat that were left overnight, the egg from the Seder plate, people are makel, so they're shemorim, no bad things can happen, and therefore I don't fully understand that. Okay. Yeah, okay, it's fine. You see, the post is makel on lots of these Sakana things on Leil Seder, so it's interesting, right? Okay. Now, the Gemara is makel when you have, let's say, a drink, and there's something dripping into it from above. They say that you can drink, because no snake is going to attack a cup which has water dripping in. If it's tif-tif, it's going to be mut. Therefore, personally, want to say that perhaps... Anyway, another thing you want to say is that if it's steaming, we said before, you can also be mekel, because no snakes will go near something steaming. Then person can say, fizzy water, for that reason, is also mut. Because you know, snakes aren't so well-versed in nowadays society. They don't really know this fizzy stuff. They can't see a volcanic water there. They're not going to come near it. Therefore, fizzy drinks with mekel. What did you say?
Same with fizzy wine.
Correct. Now they have fizzy grapes, that's true. Okay, I have fizzy wine, right. Okay. Our Shulchan brings down a story, our Shulchan brings down Yerushalmi, that there was a person on Erev Yom Kippur who was about to drink Mayim Megula. And they said, you shouldn't drink it because it's dangerous. He goes, don't be silly, the Zchus of Yom Kippur will protect me. Also, it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. He drank it and died on the spot. That's how he brings this. Agav, once we're talking, it's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah, Yom Kippur. After came, I saw a very nice shot from Divrei Chaim. I like to mention Divrei Chaim at least once every year. I saw a nice shot from Divrei Chaim as to why it is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. What was this mitzvah? So he wants to explain that Be'etzem, on Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim. Yeah, we don't wear shoes, we stand in the white, we don't eat. We're Malachim. Malachim don't get nourishment from the physical world. And so too, we don't get nourishment from the physical world, so we want to be doing it to Malach. However, everyone knows, when you're not eating Yom Kippur, how do you survive? Right? So your body should collapse. He says, no, because you eat on the day before, and that's how you survive. Yeah, that's partial. Meila says, Rebbe Chaim, Chazal made it a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So now, what I'm surviving on is not physical nourishment, it's nourishment of spirituality. It's a mitzvah to eat. And therefore, I'm still like a Malcolm Kippur when I stand there, because I'm not being nourished from anything in the physical world. I ate yesterday, that wasn't physical, that was spiritual eating. Okay. There's also also to leave juicy fruit cut open, because the Gemara says the same chashash that a snake will come and attack that, like watermelon and in figs. Okay. Now, even though the Mechaber is Mekel, if you have a place that you know that there's Nechoshim that are frequent there, one of the persons who came down in his days, Yerushalayim, was terrible, there were snakes crawling everywhere. He said, look, if that's the case, you couldn't be Mekel even nowadays, because you lost the whole Heta of the Mechaber. Salt water on Pesach, the persons can say, if you put in enough salt water, I'm not sure the ready-made one of Kosher King, how much they have, but if you put in your own salt water, if you put... I'm not sure how much the salt content is. I'm scared that they're trying to be cheap. But if you have a significant amount of salt in the salt water, the person can say no problem with Gilo because snakes don't like salty water, and therefore it's going to be okay. That is that. Now let's move on to onions and garlic and eggs overnight.
The Chatzchila
is the Indian to be machme. The Goyin, the Goyin, the Rabbi Jacob Nagoyla, the Indian to be machme. He doesn't bring it down. So the Mechaber is Mekel and the Goyin is Machme, and you could, but the Eved, a lot of people will be Mekel. Some interesting thing, the Gemara says, let's say you left something open and one person drank half of it. Could someone else drink the second half? He said, no, because some, again, I'm not sure Shabokin poisons, some poison settles at the bottom, some settles at the top, and therefore it's always going to be off, if it sticks to the sides. Even if someone drank it, it's still going to be off.
And you haven't said there's no time frame.
You're saying, like, it's man mut beyoisa, the Oshlokon says. A very short amount of time. Again, only if you're not there. If you're there, it's okay.
Pardon me?
If you're sitting there, it's okay. Because they're not going to come near you. Five yeeds sitting there, they won't come near.
If you train, if you go out of the room, come back in, according to the groin, the story should be getting
at you. Then, Chaim can ask you, and look, find the pictures behind the house. He has a lid on every single cup on his table. Okay. Now, this is really quite a famous one. Onions and eggs and garlic, which are peeled, you should not eat them if they're overnight. The Gemara in Nidah, Daf Zayin, brings down. It says, whoever eats it is mischayev benafsha. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this din down. Therefore, a lot of people are mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says, nah, it's not about that Shulchan Aruch. You can be mekel. However, many are machmir. I found Chofetz Chaim in a letter. He writes, Bevadai tzorich lizoher behen. Chofetz Chaim, Mishabura, is machmir on peeled and the garlic, not to eat it overnight. The Divrei Yatziv, the Kozmer Rebbe, said the reason why cancer is so prevalent nowadays because people are not makpid on eating these things overnight. In Sons, there's a bakery in Sons that are very, very machmir. Every egg they crack gets used that day. They even some people in Yerushalayim want to be mekayem this chumra. And if anyone goes to Yerushalayim on Thursday night outside Ganigula, there's a man there selling food from the Sons bakery, and he sells it. He wants to make money, but people buy it. A lot of people buy it because they know that this food has nothing, no eggs that are left overnight, and therefore it's good to go. Okay. We'll try and work it out. The Scholem Rebbe also writes that he's not sure how it works. Is it toilet on the end of the night or is it toilet on the whole night? Because by Kodshim, we find this slide happens at daybreak and Moshenke. Perhaps the post can say it has to be the whole night. Otherwise, it gets complicated. You get eating something at night to make sure it's not the time because it might become overnight in a second and then we can't eat it. So post can perhaps just assume only if it's left over the whole night. And the Machlokas is Dafka. Oh, we're going to get there. Don't worry, I'm not going to make sure you can't eat anything when you get home. We're going to try and help everyone out. Yeah, this is a shir of heterium, not a surim. What do you say?
What's the reason? Those three things.
Ruach comes to them. It's a ruach
ruach. Why dafka those?
I'm not a bucky enough in the yoni historian to help them. Okay. Now, the Gemara says even if it's covered, it's still a problem. If things are covered, there's not enough of a heter. Now, the big question is, we'll have a local shop called Kosher King. Everyone knows Kosher Kingdom, now it's called. And there you can buy beautifully peeled onions, peeled garlics. You can buy eggs, which are in a thing. I have 20 eggs, which are already cracked in a carton. Shaila, what's going on? How on earth can they have a KLB, the Heksha, on this? If they've been over this Gemara, which a lot with Chofetz Chaim is Machmir. So I once asked someone along the Bezdin this question, and he said, there are many heterim. I don't even remember which one we used at the time. Ad Khan did answers. Now we're going to try and discuss what those heterium may be and what, are they good or not. If there's a bit of a peel left on it, if it's not totally skinned, let's say the head of the garlic is still left on, sometimes they leave a bit on, that's considered not fully peeled and it's allowed. So I know Mich Zitzchok, there used to be a Badat shop there which sold peeled garlic, and there they left a bit of the peel on the top, and that was what they relied on to be matri. I'd have garlic powder is no problem because since it's crushed, like Shiva says, it's Ponim Chadosh's Baal Akan is not considered the problem. The River is Ephraim, the Poisek in America, Tanu Moshe Feinstein, wants to be Mekel if he left it in a freezer. I don't know how he knew that again, even the freezer, we don't want to be Mekel, and most Poisek are Machmir that the fridge and freezer is not enough for reason to be Mekel. If you add anything into it, it is allowed. It's only Osa in its raw state. I once went to Pomegranate in America, and there they sold peeled garlics, and it says, peeled garlic with salt. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, don't not buy the peeled garlic. We've already added salt, and therefore that would be muta. Often when a bakery has a bucket of pasteurized eggs, they add in sugar or salt into the mixture, and with that they get rid of this problem. The Kozumberger Rebbe is Musupuk. You can't have eggs overnight, and you can't have onions overnight. And if you mix something in, it's allowed. What if you mix eggs and onions together? Is that called you mix something in and each one's allowed? Or are you crazy? You're adding Issa with Issa equals Issa. Is it double negative or... So he says it's still Osa. The Yatsev said it's still Osa. And okay. Now, Rabbi Belsky, with a big poster in the OU, just a few years ago, Rabbi Belsky wants to say a big chiddush, and this will be the first heter for Kosher King. He says anything that's vacuum-packed is mutter. Now, I don't know where he got it from. I don't know. He was Ilyog, some Chachmotzim here, I'm talking better. He wants to be the opinion of vacuum packed his mutter. That could be what they're relying on. I don't know.
What's if the egg's whole? If the egg's mashed?
Oh, Mechaz Yitzchok, very good. Mechaz Yitzchok, I want to say about it. Mechaz Yitzchok is not sure about the egg being mashed if it's mutter. The Shammai Gross, who's a poskim in Yerushalayim, he has a tshuva to be machme, and Mechaz Yitzchok has a tzad to be mekel. So again, if ever Negeish asks you up, I believe that official London Beis Din policy is to be mekel of the whole thing. I think they chabul the halacha, they're not into inyonim, and that's why they're mekel. Okay. But we're trying, now, the big heter is, though, there's Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe says that the big, we'll see tomorrow, that always we find by Sakana, it's only asa kfi how they asa it. You can't start being madam and milsa comparing. This is like that. He said that they only asa things made for individual use. For me in my house, for any commercially made products made en masse to sell is mutter. Same thing as Moshe, it's in Simach Chof and you're there. And therefore, if Kosh King were lying on that, that's a nice heter for Negus Moshe, and Kedai who listen to Mecholov. Okay. What do you say?
What
would
have say will happen to us
with
these eggs and onions?
He said, "Yom Tzchayev Benafshe." The Gemara says, "Yom Tzchayev Benafshe." It's a Gemara, never good
sign. Well, has anybody ever died from eating eggs and onions?
Don't recommend you try.
He said the
Kol Magreb said the Heidi Kol Magreb, the one who survived the war, the one the big tzaddik, he said, "Can't the prevalence for this?" He said, "Yom Tzchayev Benafshe." This is what causes nowadays all these problems. Some people aren't sure if whether cancer was so prevalent 200 years. We don't really know because medicine wasn't so good. But forget, this could be maybe that the tackle because of this. Maybe
it's
Mishkaev,
but not sure. Not
that he'll die. It can't be. It's not recommended practice. Okay, it's moving. Okay, I'll leave off one interesting shayla. It's a bit lomdish, and I apologize for this. Halacha is a beitish nol the biyomtuf is osa. It's muktza. Okay. If it gets mixed in with 1,000 other eggs, they're all osa. Why? Because dovar sheyesh loy matirin. Because on matzah yomtuf it'll be mutter, so you don't say it. What's halacha? If an egg was born in yomtuf and you peeled it and left it overnight, and then it got mixed into 1,000 other peeled eggs that were peeled on yomtuf morning. Now, do you say dovar diskin that you're allowed to eat them all now? Why? Because we hold sakana is bottle. Now, if sakana is bottle, it's bottle. It's yishmatirin. It's not yishmatirin because this is also because it was left overnight, and therefore you can never eat this egg. And therefore, the chumrah is now kula because of that you can now eat all the eggs. On that says the Maharsham, what are you talking about? The ma'is of the mechaber says you're not allowed that. There's no that it doesn't bring this din. The mechaber doesn't bring this din. So very nice. You want to be machmeh and say I'm being frum. I'm not going to eat it. But you can't now be frum against the mechaber because the mechaber would hold that this mixture of 1,000 eggs you can't eat because he would hold it's yeshem matirin because he doesn't care about the overnight issue. They're very nice. We now they want to be machmeh not to eat it, but you can't be machmeh on the end of cheshbon and therefore eat eggs. And therefore, it will also if it ever happens, it's very unlikely. You should ask the local rabbi. Thank you everyone for listening. Karen Tamamish.
No. I made my fish pumpkin. The stick.